Well, it's a group of people who came together to talk about some of the transportation issues in our community, specifically related to seniors and disabled folks. And it began with a need identified at assisted living. The van that they have for transportation up there is not wheelchair accessible. It was purchased before assisted living was constructed, and suddenly they have a whole group of residents that are really not able to get in and out of that van really well. And Shaylin Bell and I were talking, and
Shaylin Bell is the head of the elderly housing.
Right. The director of elderly housing, and she was telling me a little bit about some of the issues they were having and their need for a better vehicle. And so we started exploring some possibilities to make that happen sooner rather than later, and came upon a grant opportunity. And part of that opportunity requires you to have a community meeting and hear what concerns are out there, not just at assisted living, but across the entire community.
So you had your first meeting just recently. What were some of the thoughts, the things you heard from community members?
One of them was real specific about, you know, some of the issues at assisted living with transportation, and we heard a few stories about you know, people not being able to access that van and not really be able to get in and out of that van very easily, and how it's almost discouraging now to for them to go out, just because it's almost embarrassing to what they have to go through to be able to get into the van, and so that's really disheartening to hear that people don't want to go out and take trips because they have this barrier. So that was one acute need that we heard, and then another was you know, specifically the folks that are disabled in town and what opportunities for transportation they have. A lot of them are relying just strictly on family, and whether there's something that we could do to address that issue, whether it's something like taxi vouchers where you could buy low-cost taxi vouchers, or whether we need an accessible transportation for that population. And then people who are seniors who live at home, and you know, are they relying on family or friends to get around, or taxis? Would they be interested in some other form of transportation if it was affordable and reliable? And then also making sure that any transportation provider we do have is well-trained in mobility issues, that they understand some of the needs that their passengers have.
I know that some of the discussion was around the community van that is run by the hospital that was purchased about 10 years ago with a little more than that, with a grant.
Right. And, you know, we were talking about whether that is as well utilized as it could be and how we could perhaps use it more. And there wasn't anyone there from representing the hospital, so we need to follow up with the hospital and see how much they're using it. You know, whether that's fully utilized and whether there's opportunity to use that more. So part of the discussion is, you know, are we using the assets that we have to the full extent? And then is there a gap that we need to fill? Is there a need for something else?
And you're looking for input from the community at this point, more input?
Absolutely. If especially from people that we don't have necessarily a direct line to, which is, you know, folks that maybe live at home that have transportation issues, it would be nice to hear from them in terms of, would they be interested in some other form of transportation? Do they feel like their transportation needs are being met now? Or, you know, if there was a van that was available to them, a wheelchair accessible van, would that be something that they would be interested in? Or would they be more interested in a reduced rate taxi service? You know, or, you know, things are fine the way they are. I, you know, any of the above would be interesting to hear.